Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I wish I met you before, before my heart go conform.
Hey, Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. Shout out to Nigeria on that Kiss Daniel right there. You know what I'm saying? Good morning, Monday morning. Sunshiny Monday.
Monday vibes.
Yeah, man. Well, they're saying it's sun, the sun's out now, but clouds are supposed to pull up. So enjoy it. If you're up right now, enjoy it till about 10 o'clock. The high today, they're claiming, will be 65, which will hit around 3 o'clock. It'll start to get into the mid to high 50s around 11. Yo, yesterday wasn't really that warm, though. Let's be honest.
No, it's actually been chilly this whole weekend.
Yeah, it's cold. But today, tomorrow, the high is 74.
Listen. There's hope, okay? There's
we,
hope this
we're
week.
Getting there.
At least some good news, because in the music world, people are upset. So at least we're getting some good news.
Yeah, they fake upset. I mean, they're upset, but it ain't really that serious. It ain't like real world serious.
No. It's all entertainment. But I see so many mixed feelings, which is really interesting.
What we're talking, what she's talking about is J. Cole, which will update you. Because you're going to be like, oh, this thing is, oh, come on.
It feels like
LLJ Cool J.
Bro, it's ribbit.
It's really.
And it's also congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Are you giving J. Cole the button?
I'm not. The internet is. I haven't even heard what he had to say at Dreamville Fest. And I'm not even sure, like. Listen, his 7-minute drill song.
Yeah.
When it dropped on Friday, I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? He kind of, I could tell he didn't, it sounded like he really didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. It sounded like he was just kind of being condescending and playing around, like, I got some bars for you, let's see where this go. But he was clearly unemotional and not really like, that into it. You know what I'm saying? From the way the record sounded to me.
Yeah, I thought so too. Yeah. It wasn't aggressive.
You know? It wasn't aggressive. And I was kind of like, maybe that's just not who he is. You know, whatever, whatever. But we'll fill you in, right? This is coming up in a flash.
Yes. We'll talk about it more. Yes, indeed. But in the meantime, Ebro, we have tickets to see the Lox on Saturday, August 24th at Terminal 5.
They will never apologize for the many people they destroyed throughout the years.
Pop issue and apologize. Just ask Kiss. That's what people do.
Man. On the line right now, let's see, bro. Did you guys have a good weekend, though, Laura Stiles?
I did. I had a cool weekend. Family vibes, you know what I mean?
Shiny culture.
Yes. Yeah, the weekend was good. It definitely... beautiful, sunny, but cold. But I had a good vibe. I had a good time. I revisited some episodes of Black Mirror, too, which is interesting.
Oh. Mm. Okay.
I was outside running the streets a little bit. But it was cool.
I'm shout to South Carolina. You know, South Carolina, the Gamecocks, Dawn Staley and her team beat the Iowa team led by the star Caitlin Clark.
Mm. Yeah, man. That was so dope.
Yeah, they were undefeated. They ran an undefeated season. Matter of fact, they haven't lost a game since last year when they lost to Iowa, which is Caitlin Clark, in the Final Four. before LSU beat Caitlin Clark for the chip last year with Angel Reese and all that. Fast forward to this year, Dawn Staley and her team took it all away and got the chip. But Caitlin, taking nothing away from Caitlin Clark, which I don't know if you guys saw Dawn Staley, the head coach of the Gamecocks, what she had to say as they got the chip.
Yeah, she gave her props too.
Had to. And what she's doing for the women's basketball game. But also, you know, it's just very interesting. And I got hit CNN with the button too.
Oh yeah, I saw that, Ebro.
CNN catching the button. I'll tell you more about that because they put up a picture of they put up a headline on their Twitter. Says South Carolina finishes the season undefeated, but they put up a picture of Iowa and Caitlin Clark.
Wow!
Like why? Like why would you do that?
After beating Iowa in the championship game, I think it's because Caitlin Clark is the national star. Was the thought of the person sending the tweet. But people, fans wasn't with it. And you know this thing got racial undertones because the South Carolina team is all black. Caitlin Clark's team is majority white. So people felt some type of way. And then they got on CNN and they changed the photo.
Highlight the winners, man. They deserve it.
Right. I did see that. I feel like that happened one time before too, right? This feels like something. Yeah.
This happens, bro. They put up the picture of the wrong people. Mm-hmm. There's all type of things that happen, bro.
Right.
All the time. Let's go to Tamika on the line. She's checking in. Tamika
Good
checking
morning.
In for that. How are you this morning? You ready to play Laura Never Loses?
Hi, Tamika.
Yes, I'm ready. Good morning. I hope you're having a great morning so far.
We are starting off clean. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. We also have Justin checking in. Justin, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. You good? Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Jersey.
Jersey, Brooklyn. It's a lot going on. What part of Jersey? You want to shout out the town, the area?
Bloomfield, New Jersey. What's
Bloomfield. What up, Bloomfield? All right, Tamika, who you want to represent you today? Brooklyn and Bloomfield.
I'm Laura.
You got Laura?
Yeah,
All right.
It's the game that lives up to its name, as you should.
That's right.
60 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
Shani's got the question. Let's play Laura Never Loses.
All right. Which Chicago rapper announced an amicable...
Ooh.
Three. Chicago?
Three. Which Chicago rapper announced an amicable split with his wife?
Chance the Rapper.
Yes, he did. That's a fact. Darn, yes.
How many faces does a Dada...
Ebro.
Yeah, Ebro.
Ooh.
How many faces does a...
Three. Two.
Darren.
One.
It's two-faced.
Incorrect.
Oh.
How many faces does a dodecahedron have?
A dodecahedron? I'm going to go with 12.
Wow. Correct.
I don't even know what it is.
Never even heard of that.
12 sides.
Which LSU basketball
Ebro.
Player?
Laura.
Ebro. Angel Reese.
WNBA draft. Okay. Francis Drake was the first
Ebro.
Person.
Ebro. Francis Drake was the first.
Three.
Oh, man, he did a lot. Sail around the world.
Wow, correct. At the buzzer. Ebro wins.
Hey! Yo, man, yo, Tamika.
I got stuck in that one for a second. Like, What'd he do?
Yo,
I'm sorry,
man.
Laura.
Tamika, you ain't getting your locks ticket. But, locks tickets, but Justin is. Bloomfield.
But Justin...
Yeah.
I don't even know about the locks.
Man, how you know Justin don't know about the locks?
No, she's 100%. I definitely don't.
Wow.
So you want
to... Get out of here.
What?
So don't tickets that way. I need to see Jada. Come
Justin,
on.
You going to gift your tickets back to Tamika?
I actually, yes. I will gift those tickets.
There
you would
go,
like to see
man.
The locks. I'll gift those tickets.
There you go, Tamika.
That's crazy.
That's the Bloomfield generosity.
Yo, man, that spread love the Brooklyn way, but it's from Bloomfield.
I love it.
That's so sweet.
Thank you. I'd like to say good morning to my girlfriend and my son, Danielle and Mason. Good morning and enjoy your day.
Beautiful. That's beautiful, Justin. That's worth it all right there, man. Worth it all. Thank you, Justin, and thank you, Tamika. Now, Tamika, you knew you was hustling Justin just now. That was mad Brooklyn.
Nah, because I felt it in my bones. And you asked Justin what part of Jersey he was from. You asked me what part of Brooklyn I was from.
Oh, yeah, that's real. Well, Jersey's a state. Brooklyn's a borough, so I kind of let it slide. What part of Brooklyn are you from there, Tamika?
I'm from the East.
East New York. And then just hustled this man out of his tickets on the radio.
Stick up, huh,
Brooklyn stick up crazy, bro.
It was crazy.
Tamika, hang on, man. We love you. We want to make sure you get your stuff, okay? Listen, coming up, Beat the Buzzer is going to happen in about an hour from now. Somebody going to get some money. And then Laura Stiles has Flashing Lights next.
Yes, coming up in the Flashing Lights report, J. Cole apologizes to Kendrick Lamar. We'll play and discuss it.
It's a lot of nah out here, bro. Yeah. Nah. Apologize for what? Come on,
man.
97 minutes commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey.
Yo, it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Yo, Laura, how'd you feel in the earthquake on Friday? Was that Friday? Yeah, it was Friday.
I think it was Friday. It was Friday. You know what? I was home and I was like, wait a second, this is an earthquake. And then I was like, this is an earthquake. And then I looked online and everybody was like, was that an earththquake? Did you feel that?
So I'm sitting there.
I felt it.
Shani, you felt it?
I felt both. I was in the car. Driving on a bumpy street. So I was like,
you had no idea.
I had no idea. It.
It's always an earthquake with these potholes around.
That's a fact.
Yo, every time I drive on the FDR, it's an earthquake.
It's an earthquake.
Yo, it's a Major Deegan earthquake. Somebody hit a pothole right now.
Cross Bronx, earthquake.
Earthquake.
So I had no clue. And they said it lasted, 5 seconds?
Yeah.
But I got mad calls and texts like, yo, did you feel that? I'm like, feel what?
And then there was an aftershock that some people felt. I didn't feel that one.
Yeah, I felt it too.
So I'm sitting on the couch holding Selassie. She's had between sleep, waking up, kind of fidgety, fussy, whatever. But she was chilling. And the building started moving. And I'm like, is they doing construction outside? Is that an earthquake? Then I was like, if it's an earthquake, it's about to pick up. Because, you know, I was born in California.
Yeah.
So I'm like, these things get rattly. Things would get real rattly real quick. But it didn't.
Yep.
It didn't. So I was like, let me look outside and see if anybody else is looking around, moving around funny. And everybody was acting normal. So I was like, let me. Then I went on social media and was like, is my building moving?
Right.
And that's when people was like, nah, it was an earthquake. My building was moving. And everybody started.
Because most New Yorkers never even felt an earthquake. I've never been in an earthquake. So from what I hear, like family members who told me that they felt it, they thought it was furniture moving upstairs or like the washing machine.
Right.
Like they had no clue of what that even was until they heard after, that was an earthquake.
Yo, the last earthquake I remember out here everybody feeling. Y'all remember the year before Superstorm Sandy? Probably not. I clearly remember that it was because it was an earthquake in New York, and it was the first time I felt an earthquake in New York.
Mm.
And I was like, yo, that's abnormal. They don't be having it. And I'm thinking, you know, I start thinking like, yo, things is really changing. And then there was a big storm. I think it was named Irene was the storm. And it was like flooding, and there was flooding in Battery Park. And next year, we had Superstorm Sandy. Was the next year. I think that's the way it went. Anyway, and I remember those 2 years because I was like, yo, this is very different. Hurricanes really doing damage in New York. Earthquakes. There was two big storms year after year, and this was all in, I think, August, like late August.
That's so crazy.
For us, and so now, fast forward to now, you got the eclipse today, which is, remember, they got the solar eclipse today.
Wow.
That's 2:00. Right.
And then you had the earthquake.
Earthquake.
And then
Statue of Liberty got hit.
Statue of Liberty got struck with lightning. So this area going through some.
Yeah.
This area going through some. It's a lot. It's a lot going on. So yeah, now if the clouds pull up today, what's the solar eclipse gonna look like? Is it just gonna be darker? You won't even be able to see it, right?
It feels like
LLJ Cool J.
Because I know Issa got some glasses that you're supposed to have. So
yes,
her school went out and got some glasses for the kids, so they're going to check the solar eclipse. I was like, y'all about to go blind. Y'all playing with my kid, man.
You have to have the protection. You can't just go out there and just stare with bare eyes.
Can you do it with regular sunglasses?
I don't think so.
People going to try.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Listen,
I don't think so.
I always feel like solar eclipses, and I'm old, so I remember like one other one, maybe two. It's like every 20 years or something, right?
But you're not supposed to stare directly.
Well, no, my thing is, I always feel like solar eclipse ain't none of my business. This the moon and the sun, they going through something. Let them deal with what they deal with. I'm going to stay inside, y'all. Y'all let me know when y'all finish.
No relationship.
Me too.
Problems.
You know, I'll just look at pictures.
Yeah, man, like, you know, y'all tell me how I went later. I don't need to be in between their business, man. That's the sun and the moon figuring it out.
I already can't
crossing
see.
Crossing paths,
you know what I mean? I'm trying to save the little bit.
Yeah,
I got.
Man. Like, I don't need to be out there with y'all. Y'all crossing paths. Y'all doing what y'all doing. Let me go ahead and mind my business.
Long time.
Yeah, y'all only see each other every 20 years. Let me mind my business, man. Let's go flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Lauren Styles can put us on.
All right. Now, Dreamville Festival went down in North Carolina over the weekend, man.
Yo, man.
So I saw, you know, a lot of highlights of all the performances. But yesterday, J. Cole hit the stage something that surprised everybody.
Last night.
He regrets. And he feels
you have the audio.
Bad.
Just play the audio, man.
And he's upset.
Laura, just play the audio, man.
This is what he said.
In my spirit of trying to, like, get this music out, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I moved in a way that I feel spiritually feel bad on me. Like I try to, like, jab my back, and I try to keep it friendly. But at the end of the day, when I listen to it, and when it comes out, and I see the talk, that shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel. That shit disrupts my peace. So what I want to say right here tonight is, in the midst of me doing that and in that, trying to find a little angle and downplay this catalog and his greatness, I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a microphone? Dreamville, y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct? As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like, goofiest. And I say all that to say, it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God align me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm going to take that on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love. And I pray that, you know, I pray that y'all are, like, forgiven for, like, the misstep, and then I can get back to my true path, because I ain't going to lie to y'all. The past 2 days felt terrible. Like, it let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 10 years.
There you go.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Crazy.
I mean, you listen, good. Man.
It's honorable.
No, yes. That I want to say that. I want to make sure it's clear. And I'm going to say it all morning. If that's how you feel in your heart.
Right.
You never. Look, Cole wasn't the intended target for Kendrick's Like That verse. He came out in response as a rapper, a competitive rapper, and said it on somebody that he actually cares about. And also, once again, he wasn't the intended target. I felt like I was going to go off today because my thing was going to be like, I think Cole overplayed his hand.
Yeah.
He didn't have to do a whole song. He could have threw some jabs. All bro did was a verse and really only mentioned Cole slightly in there was basically like, I'm paranoid. You got to pick a side.
Right.
And then Cole's 7-minute drill was clearly picking a side.
Right.
Which would have been the side with Drake. And I think that's the piece that don't set right with Cole.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And he's giving himself the button.
He's giving himself the button. You know what I'm saying?
Because he picked a side.
I played myself.
Oh, God.
In a beef that he don't really even have no vitriol. He don't have no venom in. He was trying to muster up venom that wasn't even in him.
Right. So now you come out, you start slapping, criticizing, and then realize that this ain't moving right, and I'm sorry.
Well, what really didn't sit right with his soul was, wait, you saying Kendrick got boring albums and got some bad albums.
Right.
Bro, have you looked at your discography?
This is what I say. I was like, yo, how you going to get
like,
at this
wait.
Man?
He probably looked in the mirror and was like, wait, how can I say this?
Right,
oh,
right.
No.
And you wait for like a week after your thing been moving for a week and seeing the internet and all of this stuff. And
nah, it wasn't a week. That was just Friday, Sean.
Yeah, Shawnee.
He just dropped it on Friday?
Yeah, 7-minute drill
and
was
then,
just Friday.
And then this is, and listen, this is him on stage. This is his festival. So he's like, yo, what better way to, you know, show respect than to do it in vivo? You know what I mean?
So now if Kendrick responds, it's like...
LLJ Cool.
Well, no, Kendrick responds, Kendrick gonna be like, yeah, you didn't want that smoke. If Kendrick's the, if Kendrick wants to be on the type of time that it sounds like he wants to be on, Kendrick got a lot of, he got a lot to play with. He got a lot to play with now.
I appreciate
you think Kendrick
it.
Will just ignore it? You think he'll just ignore him?
I didn't see Kendrick trying to come back anyway.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know, Laura Stiles, and I want to wait and find out. This is like when you're watching a movie and everybody's like, why is this happening? What's about to... You know what? Enjoy the movie.
We'll wait and see. But
wait
that's your
and
Flash
see.
Light report. Time is 7:08. Today's a high of 65 degrees and alternate side parking is in effect.
Congrats. J. Cole getting the button. He gave it to himself, clearly. Ride or Die, Curved, 97 minutes of commercial-free music. I know Cass 1 is tight. We're going to check in with Cass 1.
Yeah.
He tight. You know, anybody that wanted this to really pop off and beef?
Yeah.
But if you know.
But not real beef. Because you
see,
knew
that's
they
the
wasn't going to fight.
No, but that's the piece, Shawnee. I think why Cole. We'll talk about it. That's an important piece. It's because getting in a competition with someone that requires you to have emotion tied to it and you don't have it, you got to be honest with yourself.
Congratulations. You played
that
yourself.
That part.
Yes! WQHT-FM, HD1, New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
What did that BDDDD?
It's not.
Yo, man.
Just go for it.
Allergies, man.
True.
Sorry, man. Y'all, listen, if you've listened to Ebro in the Morning for a long time, you know around this time every year, I'm sounding crazy. I'm doing all this. Spitting luggies.
Sniffing, sneezing.
And... Yo, it's crazy. Every year.
Coughing.
Oh, man.
And if you're new to the show, welcome. And you get this button.
Congratulations. What? You played yourself.
What took you so long?
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play.
Oh, man. Should we just get to the J. Cole, Laura?
Yeah. Do you want to? You want to throw in a quick one? Because, you know, you wanted to give it to CNN,
what else you
remember?
Got? Oh, yeah, CNN. So, boom. So, the South Carolina Gamecocks won the women's NCAA national championship yesterday. Mm-hmm. But they were playing Iowa, which is the team of Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark, mm-hmm, obviously is the face and the was celebrated all year, amazing basketball star. So CNN puts the story up, the South Carolina Gamecocks win a national championship and defeat Caitlin, you know, star Caitlin Clark and her team, or whatever the caption was. But they put up a picture of Caitlin Clark and her team. So the internet was basically like hitting CNN with the button, so you may as well hit CNN with the button.
Congratulations, like, you played yourself.
You put a picture,
they're like,
the, yeah,
why you didn't put up the winners?
Right. Right.
Why are you putting up
it
the losers?
It didn't look good. It did not look good.
But the reason they put up the loser is because she's the bigger star.
Yes.
And you know me, y'all got to wake up. The bigger star is white. Mm. There's more larger audience and a familiar face. Like, what are y'all even talking about?
Right.
But the winners deserve their photo, man.
Of course.
I don't disagree. I just want to let you know what the business decision CNN was making. A picture of the South Carolina Gamecocks is not going to get the same amount of clicks as a picture of the star, Caitlin Clark.
Right.
What about a split screen? You know what I mean?
Okay, that's fair, too. I'm just letting you know the honest. It's the honest. The superstar is a white girl from Middle America who's a rock star in basketball.
Balling.
She lost, and I'm glad she lost because I like Dawn Staley. And they could have put a picture up of Dawn Staley, who is actually a familiar face, but still not as big as Caitlin Clark as far as the coverage. Caitlin Clark's great white hope, y'all. You got to stop. You know what this is. We've seen this play before.
Yeah.
And she's deserving. It's not even like it's a mediocre player that everybody's just geeked off. No, she is fire. Mm. Oh, and she happens to be white and mad regular looking. She's out of here.
You already.
Yo, she's out of here. Mad white people can relate to this girl. And she is a super player.
Yeah, she's great. She's a great player,
and
bro.
She's a phenomenal person. So y'all just kick back and know what it is. All right? So, boom. Y'all ready to get to J. Cole?
All right, let's do this. Okay. So, yesterday, on stage at the Dreamville Festival, J. Cole goes on stage and speaks on his response to Kendrick Lamar.
In my spirit of trying to, like, get this music out, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I moved in a way that I spiritually feel bad on me. Like I try to, like, jab my back, and I try to keep it friendly. But at the end of the day, when I listen to it and when it comes out and I see the talk, that shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel. That shit disrupts my peace. So what I want to say right here tonight is, in the midst of me doing that and in that shit, trying to find a little angle and downplay this catalog and his greatness, I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a microphone.
We know.
Dreamville, y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct?
So do you.
As do right. I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like, goofiest. And it make, I say all that to say, it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God align me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm going to take that on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love. And I pray that, you know, I pray that y'all are, like, forgiving for, like, the misstep. And then I can get back to my true path. Because I ain't going to lie to y'all. Past 2 days felt terrible. Like, it let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 10 years.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Well, it should be clear that we're giving J. Cole the button because A, he gave it to himself.
I played myself.
B, in a battle rap, and nobody want to hear this, but it's important. I think this is very, very important. And before I get to my part, I'm going to let Cast One jump in here because Cast One wanted blood in the streets.
No, as a human being, I commend, and what J. Cole said, and he's trying to portray, it's very respectable. Mm-hmm. It's very respectable. But as a rap fan for over 30 years, bro, what the hell? What in the hell are you talking about, bro?
No, but see, your first statement outweighs your second.
No, it doesn't. I'm gonna tell you why.
When you say
I'm gonna tell you why it doesn't, bro, because this is hip hop. This guy, J. Cole, listen, I'm a J. Cole fan. I've been getting beat up for the last, how long J. Cole been around? 15 years. We've been getting beat up, right? For the last 4 years, J. Cole been talking big talk.
It's true.
He been talking big talk.
Right.
I'm the best.
Yes.
Nobody can rap with me.
That's right.
I run this.
Yes.
Right? Kendrick literally challenges him. You no, first off, whenever
did
you
he?
Say
did he?
Yes, did he did. Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yes,
how?
He did. He said, "Let's get it, bro. It's time for this guy to prove that he's a problem." That was a direct thing to Jake. Like, yo, okay, right. You been talking big talk. Now you gotta prove your big talk, right?
Yeah.
This is rap, bro. This is a competition. I don't care what you say. No.
I hear you. I
hear
you.
Hip-hop, rapping, you're battling. DJing, you're battling. Graffiti, you're battling. Dancing, you're battling.
I hear you.
You talk big talk, you got to prove it. You got to walk the walk, talk the talk. You got to back it up.
Clearly, Cole did not want to do that.
No, he did do it.
He did.
That's the problem. Ebro, he did it.
No, but he did. He wanted to retract it.
Well, if he didn't want to do it, he should have done it.
Well, no, but that's why he's hitting himself with the button. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is he's giving himself the button.
That's fine. But what I'm saying is
But here's the next piece of it, though. Right. No. And of course, I hear you. But all I'm saying is the human piece and the maturity piece of someone being true to themselves, I believe, is more important than the entertainment value that we want from them battling. Because here's my personal thought. This is my personal. I felt like 7 Minute Drill, he overplayed his hand anyway. And that's what I was prepared to do today. Prepared to do today was let Cole know that 7 Minute Drill sounds like you didn't want to battle. It also was overplayed because, A, your man Kendrick said, "Let's get it, bro.
Right.
Prove it," but only gave you a couple of lines. You delivered a full song.
Okay, that's his problem. That's his misstep.
That's what I was prepared to say today was that was a misstep. Right.
Okay.
That's all I was prepared to do. But was interested to see how it was going to play out. But the human side, I commend Cole for being true to himself and his authenticity first above a rap battle. I commend him for that.
Okay, but the authenticity part, it damages it. Because he's been talking big talk for the last few years. His whole KOD's, the whole album was straight up down talking to other rappers that he think were not on his level.
KOD was mostly intended for the young artists that he was having back and forth with at the time.
But the second that somebody's on your level, Kendrick didn't even. We're not even talking about disrespect. We're not talking about somebody getting on the street. We're not talking about street beef. Right. We're talking about he literally challenged him as a rapper.
That's right. To prove that you're the best.
Exactly. And then you're going to say, you know what? Nah, I really don't want to prove that I'm the best.
But also, here's another piece. Here's another piece of this.
I don't understand it, bro.
Here's another piece of this that I want people to pay attention to.
Right.
Kendrick also said,
what?
In so many words, you got to pick a side, bro. You moving around with Drake a lot. I'm paranoid, and I need to know who's who and what's what. I feel like Cole felt like he was picking a side that he didn't want to pick.
But then once he dropped the song, he picked the side.
Yeah, once he dropped 7 Minute Drill, that puts him on Drake's side. And he don't want to be on that side.
Right.
I don't think it does.
We all were surprised over it, too.
I don't think it does, because him dropping that 7 Minute Freestyle, whatever the song is called, him dropping that is just him defending himself. Because
but he didn't do it. He didn't do it in a thorough way. He didn't
mention...
He didn't. 7 Minute Drill was not delivered in an honest way about how he actually felt in the moment about Kendrick and how he actually could have set the chess table. That's why I'm saying he overplayed his hand on 7 Minute Drill. Because it's not, he threw in some battle bars. He critiqued his album a la Hov on Takeover kind of style, bing, bok, bing. And then there's the honesty that Cole's put out some boring ass albums. He was probably listening to how he broke down Kendrick's albums, looked at his own discography, and was like, you know, who am I really wanting to talk? Nah. Congratulations.
But then say that. Don't
but
say
that's my point.
Man. But that's not but what that's he said.
But that's my point, Cass, is he didn't play his hand and set the table correctly for this to play out. He overplayed his hand on 7 Minute Drill.
Right. But Ebo, what I'm saying is, then say that on a stage yesterday.
Right.
Don't say what you said yesterday.
Right, but... Right. That may come later. Some of that may come later. He's in his feelings, man. This is the guy that made Let Nas down, man. He made Let Nas down, and the internet came for him because he apologized to an OG, and everybody was like, ah, get out of here. He's being true to himself.
All right.
And he been on this emo tour with Drake for mad long, and that probably wore off on him, too.
I get it. I'm just saying.
I mean, listen, hit him with the button. His stage. That was his stage to do what he had to do, man. Let him live.
And I think it's all happening in real time for him, and he's sorting through his feelings. Y'all never been in that situation with somebody that you care about when they're like, you're like, yo, am I supposed to take you out right now? Wait, I'm not sure. I don't like this. Wait, I'm going to take you out. Wait, I don't want this. This ain't what, you've never been in that situation before?
Of course, and that's real life.
Yeah, but
this is hip-hop.
Yeah. Yeah, and that dude is punching you in your face repeatedly. He's repeatedly punching you in the face.
He only pushed Cole. He didn't punch him. He pushed him.
He pushed him very aggressively.
He aggressively pushed him like, yo, you hanging out with that dude and you saying you the king? Prove it.
Right. So then he come with all these big body blows and he's like, I'm sorry, man.
Nah, fam. He overplayed his hand. That's what I'm saying. He overplayed his hand on 7 Minute Drill. If you listen to the other verse, there's another verse on the album that people are saying is intended for Kendrick when he's on the record with Ab Soul. And who else on that record? It's called Pie. A Daylight. And he says he gets into it. He has a couple of real serious lines that people say for Kendrick on there.
Again, as a human being, very commendable. I respect it. Rap, I don't respect it, bro.
Congratulations.
But he knows that. He knows that.
I know he knows that rap fans but it has to be said. But it has to be said. Now it's going to be, everything else is going to be with a grain of salt, bro. I don't want to hear that on the best talk, man. I'm sorry.
It's generation salt.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens next.
You got to see the best. Listen, bro. NFL championship, you don't want to see the worst team versus
the
best team.
Yeah, but this is more personal. Rap is more personal to the creators of the art, bro. It's not just, we can liken it to a sport. And it is a competition. But you have to admit that these things do for some are traumatizing. Even when we had Joe up here talking about the whole thing, he didn't really want to talk about it because he's traumatized from his own beefs. Because these things do spiral out of control, and there is a history of that. Like, we can't act like that's not a part of the whole story, is that these things in real life get in their feelings, lead to slap. You know, it's like slap boxing in the street. That's what a rap battle is. Somebody get hit too hard and girls is watching, and now somebody want to go to the trunk because they got embarrassed.
Wow.
So it does happen. We can't act like that don't happen. And maybe for Cole, he'll, like he said it all in there. Play the audio one more time. He was real honest. Like, yo, I don't even want this type of energy around me right now.
He shouldn't have did it.
In my spirit of trying to, like, get this music out, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I moved in a way that was, that I feel, spiritually feel bad on me. Like I try to, like, jab my back, and I try to keep it friendly. But at the end of the day, when I listen to it and when it comes out and I see the talk, that shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel. That disrupts my peace. So what I want to say right here tonight is, in the midst of me doing that and in that shit, trying to find a little angle and downplay this catalog and his greatness, I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a microphone? Dreamville, y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct? As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like, goofiest. And it make, I say all that to say, it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God align me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm going to take that on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love. And I pray that, you know, I pray that y'all are, like, forgiven for, like, the misstep. And then I can get back to my true path. Because I ain't going to lie to y'all. Past 2 days felt terrible. Like, it let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 10 years.
LLJ Cool J.
And what was the talk that he heard? He said when oh man,
he heard it was trash. That wasn't it. That's what he heard.
What was the talk that he heard that made him change his mind? Because it's not like he went for blood at Kendrick. It was just a respectable response.
Listen. Bro is being true to himself, and people do not want to. People don't want to hear it, bro.
Oh yeah, no!
Maybe people were like, "Yo, you're."
Listen, I don't know what y'all want. The dude is being honest about his feelings, and if you don't like, listen. If you don't like it, I hear you.
He needed to let it lie, bro.
No, he needed to not have overplayed his hand from the beginning.
Yeah, but we here now. We were there. You know what? Matter of fact,
play it.
Let's hit
him. Listen, it's all fun and games unless you're the one in the battle circle, Richard.
Talk that talk. You better walk that walk, baby.
Listen. Cole hit himself with the button. He didn't want it. I guess he ain't like that.
Damn, me, bro.
He ain't like that. That's what he's saying. He ain't like that. The Zebra Lauren Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Trying to find a little angle and downplay this catalog and his greatness. I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a microphone?
All that giving flowers. I love Kendrick Lamar. That's from the Drake tour. It was heavy giving each other flowers.
As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like, goofiest. And I say all that to say, it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God align me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my nigga really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my nigga got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm going to take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, we're all good. Like, it's love. And I pray that, you know, I pray that y'all are, like, forgiving for, like, the misstep. And then I can get back to my true path. Because I ain't going to lie to y'all. Past 2 days felt terrible. Like, it let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 10 years.
Yo, Cass is emo, man. We live in an emo time. Yeah.
The more I hear it, the more angry I get.
But what are you actually angry at? Are you angry at Cole? Or are you angry at somebody being honest about their feelings?
You know what? I'm not angry. I'm disappointed, man. I'm disappointed because as a J. Cole fan, man, you've been waiting for so many for this opportunity
to what?
For Cole to step up and take that spot that he's been claiming for the last 3 years and that nobody's been giving him the respect that he would deserve that spot.
Listen, right? Man, a lot of people make claims and when it comes time to actually claim the throne and what it takes, it's why they say heavy is the head that wears the crown.
So take that crown. He had the crown on his album.
But he don't want it. He don't want to wear that crown.
Oh, no.
Because of what it takes.
I can't. Ebro's trolling.
I can't wear the crown. Yo, listen. When you wear the crown, that means you're going to have to lay cats down.
Exactly. Right. And you know what it is.
He don't want. That's what he's saying.
This was his first battle ever.
But y'all ain't even. You guys are projecting onto J. Cole what you want.
He thought he wanted it. Up until last month, he thought he wanted it. First person shooter is big talk.
And now the other individual who don't play them games came outside and was like, yo, I got a verse for you and the other guy.
Right. So then he was like, all right, let's go then. And swung.
And was he like, whoa, wait. I didn't mean to swing.
What happened was he swung. The person he hit, you know when a movie, when you punch somebody and their head turned to the left and they turn back and they just look at you?
Right.
That's what happened.
Because he didn't swing. But how about this? Using that same analogy, there was consensus on this show that we were going to come today and say that 7-minute drill from J. Cole, while it was a swing and a potential hit, he didn't hit hard enough, though. He wasn't emotionally involved. He didn't put his full self into that song. Even when you just listen to it right now, he said some things. There were some things said.
Yes, he did. He did say some things.
But it definitely sounded like he was holding back. So that jab that he threw, everybody knew that has seen battles before, knew you need to hit harder if you're going to hurt Kendrick.
Maybe that's all he had. Then what?
Well, clearly, we
could talk about it coming up because now some members of TDE have reacted to J. Cole's apology. So we'll continue the conversation coming up.
I know they have.
There you go, Laura. Take control of this show. This is out of control.
I know they have. Call right now. We'll get back to J. Cole. We'll take your calls after 8, too. Are you as angry as Cast 1 and Shawnee Culture at J. Cole? Or do you understand and are you proud of J. Cole being true to himself and being mature? We'll take your calls. I already know what the listeners is going to say. But we might get some people in there who don't care about battle culture like that. You know what I mean? But first, DJ John and Beating the Buzzer. Let's get it.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
John. DJ John.
Oh, you want that money, huh?
You want that money, huh? Now, John, we got to talk about the Knicks real quick while the callers line up. Big win yesterday.
Big win.
On the road in Milwaukee, beat the Bucks convincingly.
Convincingly. And it's a good way to lead into the playoffs. We're games away.
Now, the Bucks have clinched their slot in the playoffs. The Knicks are fourth in the East.
Yeah.
Looking like they'll clinch, but they still got to win a few more games and make sure because there's close.
Game and a half, game behind.
What am I trying to say? Why am I blanking on a Monday?
Why you?
close record between the Cavs and who else? It's the Cavs behind the Knicks and one other team.
It's Cavs. There's Orlando. There's, I mean, listen, it's not about that.
It absolutely is about that.
Listen, they got Cavaliers behind them, Pacers behind them.
Pacers, that was a team.
The Magic is in front of them by, well, actually, they're tied with the Magic right now in the third spot.
But the Magic's got the play-in, I think, right now. They're not, the ranks are is because the Knicks are fourth.
Yeah.
In the East.
That's right.
The Magic are seventh, I think.
As long as we stay above the Cavs, we'll be in good position.
But that's why you got to keep winning a few games over the week or so. Yeah.
And we're not too far behind. We're one game behind the Bucks. So,
the Bucks have clinched.
Yeah. We're close, man. We're almost there.
Right now, if you call, we got money for you. Corey is on the line for Beat the Buzzer.
Let's go.
Corey, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, everybody. How you guys doing? Morning.
Corey, you sound like you want to talk about J. Cole also. I hear it in your voice.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, it's kind of disappointing. But, like, I feel like, honestly, with me, I feel like he's kind of playing the bigger man approach. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out, you know?
Well, he is. Absolutely, he is taking the mature approach here, playing the bigger man. He's being accountable to his actions, which is commendable.
It's very unbranded.
He's being true to himself and honest. Yeah. I like it. But when this is retold in history, he won't get the number one slot in this era.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He tarnished his legacy right
there. He has relinquished his ability to get to the crown.
Right. He has. He said, I don't want to fight.
Yeah,
it's not even that fight, man. It's not a fight.
No, well, he don't want to compete like this.
He doesn't want to engage.
He doesn't want to compete like this.
I feel like he think it's going to get nasty.
He took his ball and went home.
Nah, he didn't take his ball. He was like, you know,
he kind of did.
He was like, listen, I'm just happy to be here. If you listen to the whole clip at Dreamville, he literally says, I am happy to be here. I am just happy to be in the same conversation with people like Drake and Kenny. I'm happy to be here. And I don't, that's his real energy. You can't fall. Listen, you can be disappointed, but you can't fall the person for being honest. Corey, you know how to beat the buzzer.
Yep.
Here we go. Shani. Tee it up so Corey can beat the buzzer.
$75.
Nah, we don't want that.
$105.
I mean,
$185. $270.
Okay, now we get some work.
$350.
All right, Corey, what you want to do?
$400.
Corey.
Stop.
Stopped at the 400. Nice. $400 is yours, Corey. Wow. Congratulations. You have beat the buzzer. It's all yours. Hey. Now, Corey, you want to see
what? Can I just get a shot?
You want? Oh, yeah, go ahead. Do your shout out. Go ahead.
I just want to shout out all my public transportation workers, all my Amtrak workers. Shout out. You guys keep the city moving, keep the country moving. I appreciate you guys.
Yo, listen, and I catch the train sometime, and I really love Amtrak workers, B. Amtrak workers, man, y'all special people, man. Real talk, man. Like, I show up in several places on the train. I like taking the train. I like traveling up through the Northeast Corridor on the train. And every time I stop in a town or something, man, the workers are just, like, really take their job serious. I appreciate that.
Glad to hear that. Thank you.
Yeah, man. All right, let's see what else is left in here. Let's go.
$450.
All right, we left $50 on the table. Ooh. Dang, Corey, you only left $50 on the table.
Good job, Corey.
Well done, bro. Hang on, we got to get some info. I don't know if we Zelle, Cash App. I don't know what type of systems we use to get you paid, but we're going to get it to you. Your next chance to beat the buzzer will happen after the Gurus around 8:35, 8:40. And, Laura, you ready to go straight to the flashing lights and update us on this J. Cole situation?
Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Styles can put us on.
So, if you are just tuning in, J. Cole is on stage at his Dreamville Fest and basically apologized to Kendrick Lamar. Now, we've been discussing it all morning, but it seems like we're checking Twitter. Punch from TDE just tweeted, LOL. Musa from TDE posted a clip of Too Late to Apologize, the song. So I'm just really...
Well, Kendrick's not on TDE any longer, but I'm sure they're still all comrades.
That's
in some
his
degree.
Family. You know
no, I just
mean?
Wanted
that's
for clarity. I just wanted to lay it out for clarity, just so you know. But I tell you what's crystal. People take Kendrick serious.
Mm-hmm.
They take Kendrick serious. It's not a game when it comes to this Kendrick Lamar guy.
When he step outside, and a lot of the talk was, you know, he disappears. You know, he shows up every 4 or 5 years, but clearly when he step outside.
Well, based on what I'm seeing right now, y'all should be thankful that he steps aside every now and then.
Right.
I feel like y'all need to be like, thank you, Kendrick, for giving us some
room.
Some space.
For keeping hip-hop alive. Damn.
Word. That's what it looked like right now. Cast One, you've had time to digest over, and we're going to take calls. We're going to be covering this for the next 30. It's hip-hop. J. Cole has apologized. We're going to play the audio again. I'm coming back to the cast because him and Shawnee seemed the most upset by Cole's apology on stage. Yeah. So I'm going to come back to y'all as you think about it. What are you surprised about, Laura?
Why are you surprised?
I'm surprised at Shawnee because Shawnee's so zen. And he was really angry this morning. Yeah. He couldn't believe it.
But I'm also looking forward to the Tyson fight. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So as zen as I be,
but see, I think it's
a nice competitive
I'm with
space.
Y'all. Listen, I'm with y'all on everything you're saying. Right, as far as rap beef and cats going. But rap beef, as much as it's rap beef, you are saying words, and words have meaning. Mm-hmm. It's not just a Tyson fight. It's not just a football game. It's not just a basketball game. You have to actually emotionally dig in and pick someone apart psychologically in these rap battles. It takes emotion. It's not...
Right.
It's in which Cole is clearly saying... I don't want that energy. I like how I sleep at night. I do not want to really do this. And if there's a longer clip where he's like, yo, the world wants to see blood. And I went in like, yo, let's get it. And that's not really where I'm at. And John, we may need the longer clip, B.
Yeah.
The full clip. Because he sets it up by just basically being like, yo, I'm happy to even be in a conversation.
Well, you know what, Ebro? You just removed yourself from that conversation.
And I think he's okay with that.
Then that's
fine. So that means...
Then that's fine.
Every feature that he's done where he's like, I'm going to get at you, I run this.
It don't hit the same.
It's never... First person, it's not going to hit the same.
Nah.
Well, guess what? As the internet is saying, if he didn't let Nas down the last time, he let Nas down this time.
Yo, wow. He definitely... Wow.
That's your flashing lights report. Time is 8 a.m. A high of 65 degrees. Alternate side parking is in.
But don't feel no type of way, because guess who don't like to play Ether? Nas.
True. Oh,
guess who don't? Really? Guess who don't perform Takeover?
Jay-Z.
So don't feel no type of way, y'all. Everybody on the internet and everybody that's doing this, like, and talking this talk. When's the last time you had to psychologically pick one of your peers apart and try to damage their career in public? Not, once again, not saying I didn't want to see it like y'all. I did. But I also understand the level that this takes an artist to accomplish. And there's something that comes with this crown in hip-hop. And that means you gotta cut some throats.
Facts.
We'll talk more about it. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Good morning.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So it's Ebro Law and Rosenberg. You just heard First Person Shooter, which is going to set the stage for the talk we're about to have. We got a lot of people on the line. El Prez, Kendall, Richard, Curtis, Pops, Mecca. We're going to try to get to all your calls. We're talking J. Cole. J. Cole, we're going to play the audio. 1 second, Shani, hang on. Of J. Cole at the Dreamfield Fest. Basically, giving himself a congratulations as he played himself. Saying the energy around this whole him going at Kendrick is not what he wants. And I think it's important, because I'm going to keep saying it whether y'all like it or not. Cole is being true to himself whether we like it or not.
I mean, that's, I agree with you.
Yeah,
it's very
but
on brand I agree for with him.
You. There's no yeah, there's but, Cass.
No, there's a big yeah, there's but, because he just threw the stone. He threw the first stones on his song. What are you talking about?
Well, so,
being
but no,
true to
but,
what?
Well, so on the song, among other things, even when Drake says big is the Super Bowl, right? Big is the what? Right. That line for me was always like Kendrick performed at the Super Bowl with Eminem, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent. For these two cats to get on a song talking about big as the Super Bowl, y'all never been at the Super Bowl before. Then you get into the whole song, everybody talking greasy, whatever. You get to Cole's verse. He says, rhyming with me is the biggest mistake. The Spider-Man meme is me looking at Drake. So is he talking to Drake because they on the same song? Rhyming with me is the biggest mistake, and they're being competitive with each other? Then he says, it's like we recruited your homies to be demon deacons. We got them attending your wake. Hate how the game got away from bars. Man, this ish looking like a prison escape. Everybody steppers. Well, F it then. Everybody breakfast. Which was clearly, some people say, oh, steppers is just language now. But Kendrick Lamar's album was named Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Nah, that was calculated. That was
right.
Intended.
Yeah. But even Ebro, my point is this. Even if you remove all of that talk, right? Even if you remove all of the Kendrick talk, the verse itself, he's proclaiming himself as one of the tops.
And he's
one
been
of the top,
saying
one of the
he's
top
been
MCs,
saying
right?
That. And he's been
one
saying
of the top
that.
MCs. So competitively, even if the shot wasn't at Kendrick, competitively, we know how competitive Kendrick is, right?
Yeah.
And Kendrick goes, okay, well, if you say you're the top dog and you're with the top dog, how about this? I'm coming at both of you guys because I want to be in that conversation.
That's right.
I'm the top dog.
That's right.
Right? That's what this is. This is
and,
not.
And furthermore,
this is no hate.
And furthermore, I want the crown.
Right. This is right. No. This is no street stuff. This is just competitive. I'm that guy. Rap.
Yep.
Right. So that's what Kendrick comes. He comes with that, hey, listen, I'm shooting at you and at you because I'm that guy, not you two.
Well, and deeper than
right?
that, and deeper than that, Cole, I need to know what side you're on. I'm paranoid. I keep reminding people he says he's paranoid on there.
That's great, but it doesn't matter what side he's on. He's like, yeah, because they said, Cole and Drake said, you know, we're the big three. Kendrick says, no, there's no big three. It's just big
just me.
Me. So this is not even about, it could have been anybody on that song with Drake. It's still going to shoot at the top. Two guys because he wants to be that guy. So this is competitive. They're setting the tone for a competitive rap battle, right? This comes out.
Right.
Cole goes, no, I'm still in this competition to be the top guy. Here's my record at you just to say I'm in this too.
Plus,
I'm still coming.
Plus on my delete later, there's a whole other verse on that record
right.
pie. So there's
right.
a couple of shots at Kendrick
so,
on the album.
So he goes, no. We in this. This is what we doing. Then there's no response yet.
2 days later, he goes, you know what? My bad. I should don't even want to do this anymore.
And here's the audio. The full here's the longer version of J. Cole at Dreamville.
I've been moving on my own accord, off my own desires, my own wants. I've been moving on my own accord, off my own desires, my own. This point, 10 years.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So right, we need another form of the longer version.
I feel like J. Cole. I want to strangle Juanito right now and then apologize later.
Yo, Juanito, edit that, please, real quick.
I don't know what happened right now, but...
So play the shorter version of the audio, Shawnee Culture.
Yeah.
In my spirit of trying to, like, get this music out, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I moved in a way that I spiritually feel bad on me. Like I try to, like, jab my back, and I try to keep it friendly. But at the end of the day, when I listen to it, and when it comes out, and I see the talk... That shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel. That shit disrupts my peace. So what I want to say right here tonight is, in the midst of me doing that and in that shit, trying to find a little angle and downplay this catalog and his greatness, I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a microphone? Dreamville, y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct? As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like, goofiest. And it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God align me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm going to take that on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, It's love. And I pray that, you know, I pray that y'all are, like, man, forgiven for, like, the misstep, and then I can get back to my true path. Because I ain't going to lie to y'all. Past 2 days felt terrible. Like, it let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 10 years.
Hold on. Everybody, hang on. Shawnee, why are you laughing at this man trying to take accountability and...
I mean, listen, when I first heard it, I definitely was like, he said that with a lot of conviction, and I believe him more in this apology than I do in the song that he just wrote. Mm. But the more I listen to it, I hear the comedy in it, and all I can see is Chris Tucker looking up at Devo like, I'm sorry, man. Like, you know, I didn't really mean it. Don't hit me.
I hear you. And everybody got every... And he knows
it. Like that.
And no, you may not, Laura, because, you know, you're a kind human being. And Shawnee Culture, who you guys have claimed is this Zen master guru, is a fraud.
See, don't go for my integrity. Don't do that.
I didn't do anything. You laughed at a man who's, like, literally pouring his heart out.
Well, this is my fourth time hearing it.
Right. Yeah, but you're laughing in his face.
Can I just say, Ebro, as a human being, I really love what J. Cole did. I wish more people would do this in the street, and more people would do this when there's actual, real confrontation, because this is exactly the way it needs to go. But this is rap, and in rap, it's a competitive sport, Ebro. And you already competing, my brother. Now, if you want to remove yourself from the competition aspect of it, hang on, Cass.
Is rap still a competitive sport?
To them, it is. To the top echelon.
I would say that Cole, maybe not so much.
Which is why he just laid his sword down. What? He just laid his sword down, bro.
Ebro, have you been listening to Cole for the last 5 years?
Yes. And when it was time to prove it, he put his armor down, apologized, and did a love song. So is it still a competitive sport?
You know what?
It can be, but maybe just specifically for his brother. He feels a certain way.
Not and when it was time to cut his back. Brother's throat for the crown. He did not want it.
You know what, listen, man? Shawnee.
And I salute, and I just want to say, I salute Cole. Yes. I feel you. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. But history will make sure, and I'll make sure, that we remember when we talk in this crown talk, who's the best, et cetera, et cetera. Cole doesn't want to be the best this way. He wants to use other metrics. Like on the internet when we was talking about Kendrick and Drake and Cole the other day, a lot of Drake fans want to bring up Billboard slots, and they want to bring up hit songs, and they want to bring up all these other metrics.
But wait, Ebro. See, that's another thing. This elevates Drake even more because Drake is not afraid to engage and protect what he says. That's He's fine. Not afraid to talk that talk and walk that walk.
So this elevates
Aubrey to a higher respect.
There you go. So let's go to Mecca on the line. He's been holding for a while. We're taking your calls. Actually, you know what? We got to start with Andrew. That's the first name up. He's been holding since about five after. Here's the question for the callers. It's very simple. Do you understand what J. Cole has done and you salute it, or are you mad that he's apologized? Andrew, how do you feel?
I don't salute it. I am upset that he actually started this. Like, for instance, if you look at the whole overall picture, like the beef that you came out and you said something to Kendrick Lamar. Now think about all the people in the streets that are listening. You could start little quarrels and then you come out and apologize, you know, saying the way he did. That's not how you do it. He should have just stood in his lane, didn't have to rap, didn't have to say. You just showed how he dissed Kendrick in so many different ways. What was he expecting? You know what I'm saying? And now you want to pull back. It's like dropping a nuke and saying, oh, I'm so sorry I did this. Please forgive me. You know, I don't respect it, Andrew.
Is exactly what you just articulated. Right. It is exactly that. And which also helps me understand why he apologized. Because he didn't want it. Let's go to Kendall. Kendall's on the line. Kendall, what'd you want to say? How you feel? Do you understand Cole and you're appreciative of what Cole has done? Or are you disappointed?
All right, so check this. I understand what Cole did. I appreciate what Cole did. So first and foremost, I don't really think Cole really felt some type of way about the response. I don't think it was really intended for him. I think he was just a bystander, got hit with a stray.
Yeah.
And I don't think this diminishes Cole's reputation. Cole still got bars today. So regardless of how anybody feels about the response, first off, I thought, to be frankly honest, and I'm a Cole fan, I'm a diehard Cole fan, his response to 7 Minute Drill was somewhat of a light pack, if you ask me.
It was.
You know what I mean? I don't really think he went all in on Kendrick because he really had
He doesn't have the energy. He doesn't have the energy for Kendrick, which is why he's apologizing.
Exactly. And I don't really think Kendrick came out of his face too much to warrant a response from Cole. Exactly.
Right, but Kendall, you also showed us your hand. You're a big Cole fan. He said you're a big Cole
fan. I'm a Kendrick, Drake, and Cole fan.
Right. And by the way, I feel you. But I also feel that, you know, and this is how people are coming at me too for understanding Cole. I understand, Cole. I'm disappointed, right? Because of everything you just said and as well as everything everybody else is saying. You've been popping that talk. You've been talking that talk. And when it came time, you aren't like that. Yo, cue up that like that one more time. Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Yo, you ain't like that. And you know what I want to say? And I want to make sure I want to make sure you know that that's okay, that you ain't like that.
And Kendrick says, "Yeah, I'm like that."
So far, wait, let's go to Kendall. Keep that beat rocking for a second, background. Yo, let's go to Mecca. Actually, excuse me, Mecca's on the line. Mecca.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mecca. Thank you for joining this conversation. Are you appreciative of what Cole has done and accepting accountability and being true to himself? Or are you angered and disappointed like Cass 1 and Shawnee?
Well, first of all, I appreciate you all. I would like to say y'all make my morning everything.
Thank you.
Second, as a fellow Aquarian, I understand where J. Cole is coming from. I appreciate him. I respect him. At the end of the day, it's about integrity. It's about integrity and his emotional intelligence. And we don't really care. We don't use everybody else as a gauge. We do what we want to do. And we only care what the rest of the world thinks. So he coming real from time. And it's funny. He was like, yo, I'm good. I'm definitely going to achieve the crown the way that I feel like I need to. And I'm not about all this. And he don't really care what everybody thinks. So I definitely respect it.
Yeah, I respect it on that level, too. He's willing to walk the walk the way he wants to walk the walk and take his path. So I respect it. But now, Mecca, here's the next piece of the question, though.
Yeah.
Can he be ranked at the top now that he's done this?
I don't really think that he cares about being ranked.
That ain't the question. That's not. We don't care what J. Cole thinks either.
He's entitled to change his mind.
He don't get to. Listen, I'm gonna tell you something. You rappers, we love y'all, but y'all don't decide. The people decide.
Exactly.
Turn Cast One. Turn your mic up. So Mecca, can he get the number one? Can he be the best? Can
he be? He's willing to accept that on a
10,
like you said.
Yeah, he's willing to take it on a 10. There it is. But listen, that's what this comes down to now. That's what this comes down to. Thank you for your call, Mecca. That's what this comes down to now. This comes down to when the story is told.
That's right.
About this era.
There was that war he folded.
Yeah. Kendrick, that's it. Now Kendrick could just focus on
his
Drake.
His brother. He loved his brother too much.
But he slapped
him. Listen, Laura over there writing Shakespeare. He loved his brother too much to finish him off.
Your brother's a killer. Your brother's a killer. Right. He's out for blood. He's out for the crown.
And some will say, Cole wasn't really ready to sell his soul like that. His soul is too important. People don't see. Listen, in real life, look, I see Shawn, see your face. You was just about to be like, man, come on with all that.
Because he didn't slap him. This is rap, man. The part that he actually, like, if he heard Kendrick come at him, he's like, this is my brother.
Is it just rap?
I don't want to do it.
Is it just rap?
He sat down and wrote a
words.
Song.
Words are important, people. And if you put that kind of energy out there.
That's facts.
And people start to really, you know, because there's a lot of, what do they call? A lot of wannabes out here. Mm-hmm. That get to arguing and fighting and carrying on. Y'all remember the Pac Biggie? Y'all remember all that?
There was people
fighting in the schoolyard.
Ebro,
no, listen,
that,
it is though. Cass,
this did not have that energy at all.
Cass, you're not listening.
I am listening.
You're telling me you don't think there's kids arguing in the schoolyard over who's picking sides? I'm not saying the real street stuff.
This is not big and pop. You know, it doesn't have that energy, Ebro. You remember that energy.
I know
this
what
is
it
not
was.
That energy.
There were people who had nothing to do with it at all that literally wanted to argue and fight at the barbershop.
That's right.
You have love. You do not know them, and they don't know you.
Yes.
And you want to get into a full fight at a barbershop over rappers. That happens.
That's because they were fighting. This is not that. This is closer to Jay and Nas than it is to
Big. And people was fighting over that too. I seen real arguments and fights over Jay and Nas, bro. You know it. Let's go to Pops on the line.
J. Cole started it.
This is just like Jay and Nas.
Okay.
This is no enemy. And J. Cole started it. He started it with the first person shooter.
I don't
he
disagree with
the
you.
The greatest of all time.
I don't disagree with you.
Drama league. You keep forgetting that part.
No, I'm not forgetting that part. Listen, I agree with everything everyone is saying about J. Cole starting, about him popping Yang and talking greasy on records, saying he. I agree with all of that. The only thing I'm saying is he's being true to his feelings and taking accountability and apologizing. And I salute somebody being honest about how they really feel. That's all I'm really saying.
Well, let me ask you a question, Ebro. How do you feel about it?
I feel it's weak. If you want, yo, I feel like, yo, if cats is bleeding and we slap boxing in the street, but that's the type of time. Y'all know me. I cut everybody's throat on this show, make everybody bleed. If we going to war, we going to war. That's me. If this is what I do, though. But this is what I do. But y'all also know that's why none of these radio DJs and nobody at these radio stations ever play with my name ever in life.
Here we go. Because
y'all know what it is with me.
Here we go. Here we go.
Because y'all know what it is with me. You know how I get down. And I slap you in public and feel bad tomorrow. It'll happen. I'm like that. I am like that. But that's just me, though. But by the way,
J. Cole thought that was him.
No,
but
you
attacked him, your brother.
Yo, listen. That's why these rappers don't come sit with me, bro. Ain't none of this. Yo, Kendrick is the only one that's come sit with me.
Facts. Facts.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm like that.
He's like, yo, he like that.
But I'm really a square. But I'm really just a square. And I come to work every day to be positive and uplift people and bring families together and entertain people. That's really why I'm here.
That's right.
That's really my purpose. And as J. Cole was articulating, he wants to stay on his purpose. And he wants to stay in the light. And he wants to stay positive. And I commend him for that.
But you know there's a saying called keep that same energy.
What'd you say, Pops?
He dropped.
Oh, he's out.
Pops, I appreciate your call. Listen, that's all I'm saying.
Keep that same energy.
Cole is being true to himself. That's all I'm saying.
What happened to keep that same energy, though?
That's foul.
Some people think they're built for things and they realize, I don't like how this feels, man.
People make this
feel. Yo, man. It doesn't feel good, man. And I'll be honest, it doesn't. It doesn't.
True, true.
But you got to know yourself. Like, I know myself, and it don't feel good to be that guy sometimes, but I'm okay with it, though.
Yeah.
But
that's where I'm at.
But
that's
I'm okay I'm with it,
sometimes,
though.
You got to be that guy, and if you talk that talk, you got to back it up, baby. That's what
let's
I'm
go. Saying. Let's go to Curtis. Curtis want to get a piece of the action. Yo, we talking Cole. Apologizing if you just tuned in. Yo, Cole, Curtis, what's happening? What you want to say, man?
What's up, man? Thank you guys for allowing me on, man. I've been calling for years. I finally got on. I'm glad it's this topic, though.
All right.
But
what you want to say?
I am upset. I'm upset that J. Cole did apologize.
Yeah.
But I also respect him because it takes a lot for a person to apologize.
Yeah, man.
You guys talk about Guru all the time. Do you apologize?
There you go, Curtis.
Can you apologize?
That's right.
But he did it. But listen, this doesn't make him not top three, in my opinion, because every song that J. Cole goes on, he makes that song better. 100%.
No. This is no. By the way, I don't believe that this is about J. Cole's rapping abilities at all. That's not what this is about. It's almost. Thank you, Curtis. And remember, Hove ultimately lost the battle with Nas. His rapping abilities were not in question.
Right. True.
Never. Facts.
Never. That never was a. This ain't even. That's not even up for debate.
Yeah, it's just. Listen, man.
Because having the crown. Turn that beat back up. Having the crown in hip hop isn't just about rapping abilities.
Right.
It's also about what you are willing to do to be like that.
And this was his very first battle.
It wasn't his first battle, but it was his biggest. This was the opportunity. This was the championship heavyweight bout.
Let's go to Richard. Richard want to say something, man. I appreciate all the calls, man. Yo, I love y'all so much.
It's El Perez.
El Perez.
Yo.
Yeah, El Perez, get some. I know you got something for this. Go ahead.
I do. I got three things to say.
Yeah.
The first one is you mentioned how he disappointed Nas if he ain't disappointed before.
Yeah, he let Nas down this time. I'm sorry. Yo, listen, man. I want to apologize for that joke, man.
No,
I want to apologize.
Keep that same energy. No, you don't. No, you don't.
That's my thing.
You said that with your chest. You meant that.
A mess.
Yo, but check it. The crazy part about it, Nas, when he got in the beef, he was talking about Jay. He said, Jay talk ish and apologize. Just ass kiss. He apologized. You gotta ask somebody. He's sitting in front of everybody.
That's one point.
The other point is, when he's talking about his energy, he slept good. I'm thinking like, oh, he's the dude. I think Styles P or Sheik said, yo, the dude rides around on a bike, walks around with no security. I don't think he wants to lose that energy.
Nah, he don't.
He's gonna have to hire security, walk through LA.
Nah. And you make a good point. You make a good point with that. That's a good point. And that was my point I was trying to get across earlier with Cass, where he was like, oh, this ain't like Pac and Biggie, and this is more like Jay and Nas. It still creates an energy where people have to look over their shoulder. Right? Like, it still creates, whether it's just rap beef or not, it still creates an energy where you got to be careful, not about the people you're interacting with or having a lyrical skirmish with, but they're the individuals around them that just might be trying to prove that they're, you know, worthy of being in an entourage.
And sometimes fans.
And sometimes fans.
A fan I want to attack because they're so inundated with the artists they love.
Go ahead with your last point, El Perez.
My last point is this. Remember, like, back in the day when you might get in a fight with somebody, and then their crew try to jump in, and you got to scurry out?
Yeah.
You go get your crew. You call your crew up. You look at your phone. J. Cole, you see his name, you're skipping him. You're like, he don't want no beef.
That's disrespect.
It is, though. But J. Cole doesn't. Like, and I just want it to be clear that that's okay. That's all I want to say.
In real life, it is okay.
This is real life for them, y'all. Really their life.
It's okay. It just changes a lot when it comes to the ranking system.
It does.
And in the competition of rap,
he's okay with that.
It's disappointing.
He is okay.
Yeah.
Nah, don't do him like that. Don't hit him with the longest cry. Man, come on, man.
This is what he felt like in the morning.
Somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you.
But you know, real talk, Cole from the hood, he know cats are going to have jokes. He already know.
Yeah.
He know, and he's comfortable with that, and that's commendable, too. This last call from Kendall before we get to the gurus. Now, Shawnee going to try. Kendall's not there?
Yeah, nah.
Shawnee going to try to turn tail now, act all positive and zen after the...
My guru hat wasn't on. You know what I'm saying? It's not until Andre played them flutes.
Yeah, let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shawnee Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
Shine the light on your darkness. Shawnee, burn a lot of sage.
We're going to burn the sage and cleanse the energy.
A lot of sage.
God, cleanse the energy, please. All right.
Zen.
Let's hop on this lily pad and zen. All right, dear gurus, I'd like to stay anonymous, please. I listen to the show every day, and I love you guys, but I need some advice. Lately, I've been noticing my eldest son, who's 12 years old, using the bathroom a lot, which is normal. But the other day, I needed my tablet.
Oh, this is a replay. With the button, man. These gurus need to get it together, man. This is like the fourth or fifth time. In the history of the gurus where y'all done replayed and ran back the same one. What's wrong with y'all, bro?
No, I'm sorry.
That's why we can't have nothing. Who you telling the chip?
Big up to our gurus.
I've been had beef with the gurus. I ain't J. Cole. I done told y'all this was fraudulent from the rip.
Nah, it's real. Yeah. Big up to our brother Rosenberg, who's not here right now.
Who ain't never, who is never on time, never here. You know what I'm saying? What's happening, bro? Y'all segment falling apart.
It's not falling apart. We saved lives.
Yo, I remember back in the day, it was really Laura Styles started. It was the whole, it was Laura Styles was supposed to be handling the Guru.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she done tried to hand it back multiple times. She don't even want it. She liked the J. Cole of the Gurus.
It's not true.
She done tried to hand it back multiple times. And y'all still can't get it together.
That's not
true. All right, let's try again. Let's try again, Ebro. Zen. All right. Hopefully this is a new one. Here we go. Good morning, gang. I really enjoy listening to all of you guys each and every morning. And when I can, I catch up on the app so I don't miss a thing. So just let me say that. All right, I'm usually with Ebro. I'm a burn it down kind of person. Mm-hmm. And I feel like torching the earth with what I'm currently going through.
Oh, man,
scorched
earth.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm 39 weeks pregnant.
Oh, we got to factor that into any decision.
She's 39 weeks pregnant.
Okay, and I let a bozo impregnate me.
So you're mad about that, too. So that's two things you're angry about.
From the moment it was confirmed that, and I told him I was pregnant at 5 weeks, we were in a relationship. Prior to us breaking up in May 2023, from the aftermath, there's a baby girl on the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it wasn't a bad breakup, just bad timing, but we stay friends. We both have a kid. He has a 4-year-old and I have a 14-year-old. Mm-hmm. But when I told him about the pregnancy, he acted like we were two high school teenagers that made a mistake. And we were ruining our lives. And at first, he just kept saying he needed time. Because although he wants another child right now, he just needed some time. Okay. I'm always consoling him and babying him when it comes to handling things. And I told him, it's okay. You have 9 months. Mm-hmm. And it's not the end of the world. I wear being a mom as a badge of honor. And I never thought I could get pregnant again. Although my daughter and I are excited about this journey, it's been very tough on me. After a week, he started to act like he was at ease with all of this and constantly checking on me until we had a conversation. And then he stated, only to tell me that when I'm going to the doctor, I don't know what he means by that. Okay. He doesn't want to come to any of the appointments.
Mm.
He doesn't do the ultrasounds. He doesn't do anything. He just
Well, he's a bozo. So you're playing yourself for even having these expectations, but keep going.
I thought it was strange that, you know, he kept asking me about everything but not wanting to be present. But all right, if this is the way he wants to process things, then, you know, I'm not going to push. After usual behavior and talks, I decided since I'm considering, since I'm considered a geriatric high-risk pregnancy, I'm not, you know, going to allow all of these emotional outbursts stress me out. So I told him, hey, go live your life. If you don't want to be in this baby's life, I'm okay with that. I've been down this road before, and this child will still be loved with or without you.
Oh, so this ain't her first.
Okay.
After that, I didn't hear from him again until a month later, acting as if nothing happened. Started asking me about the baby and my progress again. He apologized for his latest, you know, theatrics, and if I needed anything, he wanted to be there for the next appointment. I text him everything, no response. He did it again, ghosted me. I didn't hear from him.
He's scared.
Again,
He's scared.
2-3 months later, Thanksgiving weekend, I thought I had enough. Random FaceTimes. So it's like he wants to be here, but he doesn't. But I finally told him, hey, grow up.
That's right.
He says I'm being hard on him. He says that I still have a right to, he still has a right to know what's going on. I let him know calmly that I thought his actions for, you know, for what he's doing, he's too old to be acting like this.
Right.
And he needs to make a decision.
Mm.
I made it very clear to him that he does too much talking about all the good thing he's going to do, but he never backs it up with any of his actions. All right, let me fast forward because this is a lot.
Yeah.
You
might as well get to the question now.
Yeah, I'm looking for it, Ebro. I'm looking for it. What I want to do is give birth in peace and just be with my daughter in the delivery room. That's it. Never informing him that his baby has made it into the world. He can find out another way.
Nah.
Oh, I don't know about this. If he has another child, he'll be served with court papers asking for child support and visitation rights. All right. Do I do the right thing? Do I let him know when I'm in labor?
There you
okay?
go.
I recently moved to a bigger space and changed my number. Blah, blah, blah. Now, Laura and Rosenberg, I know usually you guys always want to see the positive side. You probably want to give him a chance to go. But guys, I don't know, man. Life experience is making me go a different way. So basically, she wants to know, should she continue to try or should she move on with her life?
He doesn't want to be with you. and he's scared, and he's immature. She didn't say what their age was, right? But regardless of what his age is, he's extremely immature. And he's keeping distant because he wants to know about the kid, but he doesn't want to act like y'all are about to be a family. So he doesn't know how to play his cards, and he's doing it in a stupid way. But
that's well said.
I do believe.
Yeah. I think he's also scared, too.
Yeah, he's scared. And he's trying to figure out how to play both sides, and he doesn't know how to do it. But you should definitely let him know when your water breaks. I think 100%. Don't let him hear later on that the child was born and be like, well, you should have been there. No. When the water breaks, call him up. I don't know if you want to be here. I'm just letting you know so that it's off of your conscience. Because I was there for all three of my children. I cut the umbilical cord. And we didn't, me and their mothers had rocky times. But that's a moment you can never get back. And it's a long road. It's 21 years plus. And grandchildren that once you're connected to this person, give them the opportunity, I think, just let them know. You know what I'm saying?
So the only thing, Shawnee, is that he does go ghost for weeks at a time, sometimes months, right? So she's saying that she wants her daughter in the delivery room, not him. Mm. So the only thing I think is that I agree with you. I think that she should tell him when she's going into labor. Right. And if he shows up to the hospital, it's ultimately her choice if she wants her daughter in the delivery room.
Nah, bro. Nah.
But I think that you definitely should let him know. Hey,
you let him know when you get home with the baby. Hey, I'm home with the baby, man.
Nah.
Yes.
Give him an opportunity.
No.
Why not?
Because she has given him opportunities.
Right, but once and he's immature, but once the hits
no,
the fan.
No, bro. Listen,
give him
lady.
An opportunity.
No. Yeah. You've given him opportunities. He's let you down. You've given him opportunities. He hasn't shown up. He doesn't communicate. He wants to do things the way he wants to do things when it's convenient for him or feels good for him. That is unacceptable when someone is delivering a child. You are delivering a child, ma'am. His feelings are not the priority.
Nah.
Nor are his inabilities to articulate what he can't do, feel that he needs another shot. This ain't about him. This is about you. And he doesn't know how to make it about you and also communicate what he's willing to do and not do. And so since he can't do that, you need to wait until, hey, you can hit him maybe a few weeks before. You can say, hey, man, I might be going into labor in the next couple of days. But he has no right to be in the room, fam. He hasn't been at the appointments. No. He ain't been nowhere, fam.
And honestly, well,
I can't even believe we're having this discussion.
Two different things.
It's such a delicate time, Shawnee, though, that she should not be under any kind of stress when delivering the baby. If she don't want him in the room and she wants her daughter there, I think she has a right to.
I'm on your page. I'm saying let him know when the water breaks because that was her specific question. I'm not saying that he has to be in the room.
How about this?
You don't need that energy.
When the water
in the room.
Breaks, you'll have other things on your mind. If you want to have someone else hit him, if you want to have someone else on your daughter or someone else text him, whoever, let him know.
That's fine.
But also, you need to let him know today, I don't plan on having you in the room. You haven't been here. I can't. We're not. Yo, the psychosis that families and people think that a birthing mother has time to consider who's going to be in the room and who's not while she's going into labor is bananas to me.
Right. No, she didn't even ask that. So
no, I know, but based on his behavior, he's probably going to be like, all right, so what hospital is it? And I'm going to show up. You're not welcome.
But he can
make that clear.
He can show up,
but no.
He can't be in the room.
Why show up now, bro?
Maybe she wants him because she wrote us a long letter because it's in her heart that she really wants him to be there. So follow your spirit.
I think she needs to follow her intellect and logic. Yeah, that's what she needs to follow.
So
you want her to follow her spirit, but J. Cole can't follow
here
his spirit?
Wow.
This is where the world is at. Pick a side, Shawnee Culture.
Stay there.
I summarize it, Shawnee. She moved on to a bigger place. She's already prepared to do this on her own. So although I do agree with you, Shawnee, she should let him know when somebody let him know when the water breaks so she doesn't have to deal with that energy. Ultimately, it's her choice to who she wants in that room and how she wants to handle this. Look, the baby is coming and he's going to be a dad. So it's up to him also to decide what kind of father he wants to be. But what he's shown is not good. So I think you should follow your gut, whatever makes you comfortable, because you need to deliver this baby safely.
True.
Comfortable and with a lot of love. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
All right, we got money. Ebro.
Time Anthony to beat the buzzer, man. Let's get somebody paid, man.
And he's ready.
Yeah. Who we got?
We got Anthony.
Anthony.
Anthony, yes. Good morning.
Peace, peace, sir. Happy Monday. Sun shining for now.
Happy Monday.
Yo, you know how many people about to be outside at 2 o'clock with their little solar eclipse glasses on?
Facts.
Bro. And ain't going to be able to see the sun because it's cloudy. Aw, LLJ, cool. Hopefully the sun holds. Hopefully the sun holds and the forecast is wrong. Anthony, you know how to beat the buzzer?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
All right, here we go. It's time. Hey, well, Anthony, if you think so, just know when you hear money that sounds good to you, say stop, okay? That's all you got to do.
Focus, got Anthony, it. Focus.
And I'm going to help you cheat, so pay attention. Let's play. It's time for Anthony to beat the buzzer.
$90.
Nope.
Oh.
$140. $190. $260. $340.
Anthony, what you doing? I'm going to give him the $400, whatever that was about to say. What was I about to say?
$100.
$400 is yours, okay. Anthony. And he just beat the buzzer.
It's crazy, bro.
Right on the 400.
Right on there. Right on point.
Yo, Anthony, $400 is yours. Thanks for playing with us, bro. Have a great Monday and week and enjoy the money. Hang on. Do not hang up. And everybody else, your next chance to beat the buzzer is at 12 noon. If you missed, congratulations, you played yourself. We're going to get back into that right after 9 o'clock, plus Ride or Die, 97 minutes of commercial-free music.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.